Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Naubin Pradhan. In a big jolt to the Aam Aadmi Party, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha have quit the party and merged with the BJP. Of them, three Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadda, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal, visited the BJP headquarters and met BJP President Nitin Nabin. The BJP chief welcomed them by offering sweets. The other four MPs who have quit the AAP and decided to join the BJP are Harbhajan Singh, Swati Maliwal, Vikram Sawhney and Rajinder Gupta. Welcoming Mr. Chadda, Mr. Pathak and Mr. Mittal into the BJP, Mr. Nabin in a social media post also extended his best wishes to these MPs to work under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The government has said domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dry out has been reported in any distributor. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that the government is ensuring that supplies of domestic LPG continues without any disruption amid the evolving situation in West Asia. She said that home delivery of LPG cylinders are being facilitated and advised consumers to opt for online booking and avoid rushing to distributor showrooms directly. Ms. Sharma added that commercial LPG supply has been restored to up to 70%. She said that petrol and diesel supplies in the country are also adequate and no dry out has been reported at any petrol pumps.
कमर्शियल एलपीजी 70% तक रेस्टोर है और अप्रैल के महीने में अब तक लगभग 147,000 टन से अधिक कमर्शियल एलपीजी की सेल की जा चुकी है. 5 किलो के सिलेंडर्स की सेल भी लगातार सुचारू रूप से चल रही है. कल भी लगभग 81,000 से अधिक 5 किलो के सिलेंडर्स की सेल की गई है.
The Office of the Registrar General and Census Commissioner has said that the National Toll-Free Helpline number 1855 is now operational across all states and union territories for the Census 2027. It provides guidance on the house listing and housing census in regional languages and English. The service aims to simplify participation, ensure clarity, and support citizens in contributing effectively to this crucial national exercise. A four-day-long Tsukhaniya festival comes 77th Annual Youth Day of the Futsurami Youth Organization, PYO, commenced yesterday at Futsurami Village under Peak District under the theme Progress Through Culture. Marking the occasion, Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Elections, H. Tobihoto Ayemi, inaugurated the Futsurami Village Community Hall in the presence of MLA Dr. Anisatio Mero and other dignitaries. The community hall was constructed by the Tribal Affairs Department. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Ayemi praised the PYO's contributions since 1947 and called for unity and a clear vision for progress. Emphasizing the importance of unity, he said that for Naga society to progress, all must come together as one. Sharing his greetings, Dr. Mero said, "The festival is a time to celebrate tradition, promote cultural values, and renew hope for the future." A five-day hands-on training on horticulture processing and value addition concluded yesterday at KVK Wokha under the TSP program. The event is aimed at promoting value addition and entrepreneurship among tribal SHGs and FPOs. Skill Development Officer Wokha Anuranjan Singh stressed innovation, quality packaging, proper labeling and expanding market beyond Nagaland. He assured support in marketing and financial linkages and encouraged group-based entrepreneurship with a focus on quality and sustainability. The training was attended by HSLC students and women participants. The students of Dimapur Government College English Department undertook an extension activity under the theme "This is their home too, educate and advocate for animal rights" at the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Burma Camp, Dimapur yesterday. SPCA Dimapur Cell Vice President Joseph Lemtur urged students to promote awareness and human practices while highlighting the need to expand SPCA centers in the region. SPCA spokesperson Eunice Lotha said such initiatives support the vision of the National Education Policy 2020 by encouraging experiential learning and community engagements. The students also visited PM Sri Government High School Burma Camp where they interacted with young learners and distributed pamphlets on animal welfare awareness. And Akashvani Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with MyGov, has invited citizens across the country to participate in a signature tune-making contest on the theme Akashvani at 90, the new rhythm of Bharat. The objective is to design iconic instrumental themes for specific Akashvani programs that reflect their unique content and audience. The duration should be 20 to 40 seconds. The audio composition must be instrumental only and no vocals or humming is permitted. The format should be a studio quality MP3 or WAV minimum 128 kbps, 44.1 kHz. The first prize carries 30,000 rupees, second prize 20,000 and the third prize 10,000 rupees. 10 consolation prizes of 5,000 each will also be given. Akashvani Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with MyGov, has also invited citizens to participate in a jingle-making contest on the theme Akashvani at 90, the vibrant voice of India. The target channels are FM Gold with focus on classic and premium. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.